This is a HeadGum Podcast. If I were you, I'd write an email to take another filled with detail about your difficult problems. Let the badass podcast solve them. That's what I'd do if I were you. I'm talking about Jake and Amir. If I were you, showed I'd come.
A little two for one.
Darren, that was you, right?
I will take the credit. I will take it.
That guy went straight Jack Black at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tenacious.
Very D.
Yeah.
Very D.
Sorry, continue.
I didn't realize you do the intro like in real life.
Yeah,
that was just like a post thing.
Well, I play it just so we can get in the mood.
Oh,
and then we can talk about it.
Oh, shit.
And who wrote it? Who made it?
Great question, Jake. Hope you guys like it. It's a crossover, two-for-one kind of a theme. Enjoy. That's and great. His name, his, I guess, pseudonym, is One Clip Left.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of violent.
One Clip Left.
Yeah. Clip like a gun clip? What are we talking here?
It's definitely not a paper clip.
Yeah, of course, because that's not threatening. That was death metal.
That's really funny, yeah. I have one paper clip left. Or like one YouTube clip left. Yeah. And then I go into bed. Oh, I keep watching these dunk contest highlight reels. And I really have to go to sleep.
I love these clips.
Yeah. I have one clip left.
Why? Do you guys ever think about like having like another brother?
Oh, like in addition to...
Yeah, you two. Like what if I just slipped brothers? In?
Oh,
yeah.
You want to be a third Jake and Amir and Will.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you're cutting me out.
Look, I know, Darren.
This
you
was
do...
my idea when we were walking up the stairs.
But no. Like you got your own like cool guy shit coming on.
Yeah,
like,
you're a musician now.
Yeah, you're too good for us. All right.
Well, you're pretty cool too.
Thanks. I just know I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with cool. The four of us being a thing though.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
A fearsome foursome. Or I can leave and you guys can be the new trio.
I would honestly. I was hoping you would. I wanted to plant the seed that you would sow.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here, I'm realizing I've received a lot of influence from you guys in my life. Because I've literally been watching you for years.
It's so fun to hear that because you're much cooler than I ever was, let alone when I was 22.
I'm not. Look, I'm like, I just like...
At the very least, you're better at hiding it. Oh, yeah.
Hold. Does anyone actually think they're cool? Like,
cool people don't think they're cool. That's what makes them cool.
Oh, shit.
That's what Marge said on The Simpsons once.
So you know it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
As soon as you think you're cool, you're not cool. And sometimes I think I'm cool, but most of the time I know that I'm not. But every once in a while, I'm like, oh, that was pretty cool.
That's
and
where then, I'm at.
Sometimes I think Marge is hot.
She is hot.
right? Oh, and Lois from Family Guy is like, you know
Lois
what?
Lois from Family Guy is really hot.
You like cartoon moms.
I do.
You like Betty Rubble. Porn.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a mom. What the fuck?
Wait, like
what's
hentai?
Wrong with you?
That was like the first shit that I got into. Hey, but who are these guys actually?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, we should introduce them. Darren and Will. Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Darren and Will, I'm staring at two very hip, cool, like I said, 22, 25-year-old, reminding us of how old Jake and I were when we started making videos together. But it seems
your
like
age difference is the exact same as ours, right?
Yeah, I think we were 22 and 25.
It's kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You guys have a podcast on our network, amongst many other things, but your podcast is She Didn't Text Back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is sort of a younger, hipper, cooler If I Were You.
I'm so happy that that's ever even been, like, fucking referenced.
Yeah.
I will take that title.
I'll take it.
I will take
the
title.
We're the top of your website.
We should make t-shirts that say that.
Yeah.
Hit me with that slogan again.
Younger, hipper, cooler If I Were You.
Write that bitch down.
You know...
It is implying that If I Were You is cool in the first place.
Yeah. I have to give myself a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
I mean, Darren and Will are here talking to me, after all.
There you go. I want to be you for a day, Amir. Can I be honest?
I think we should switch for a day.
We should. Like, it would be the most incredible thing, because I couldn't do it.
I think you'd be a lot more bored than you think.
But, like, okay, so the things that you do, like, I see you have right here. Like, your laptop and your equipment, everything you do. It's
this is my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing too much. Doing too much at once.
Yeah,
I can
overextending.
Tell you.
I like to be spread thin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, right off the bat, you have to wear a night guard because your teeth are grinding in the middle of the night.
I saw that in the bathroom.
You're wearing
fucking disgusting.
If you want to be me for a day, you got to start by wearing this plastic retainer that I wear to sleep to prevent
my
enamel
being. A cup of Soylent.
Yeah,
you do the Soylent thing.
Yeah,
I just learned about that like 2 days ago.
We got a fridge,
but it's
full
healthy,
of it,
right? Wait, I thought you were only supposed to do. I saw you eating some egg rolls.
No. Oh, I didn't. I don't do exclusively. I'm not off food and on Soylent. I use it as like a quick meal replacement. Like, oh, I'm on the go. I don't have a lot of time. I got to get full of something ideally more healthy than like a candy bar.
Does that actually like make you feel full?
It does. For like 2 to 4 hours, it does fill you up. Yeah.
Wait.
Holy shit.
So that's how that works?
We usually don't do the ads in minute five, but yeah, that is how that works.
I'm trying to get me some of this Soylent shit. And then how long do you feel energy for?
This is amazing. I cannot stress
that this is not a paid advertisement anymore.
Like, this is like that old-timey thing where like somebody, hey, I could use that medicine. I've got a link. Oh, you, sir, come on up on stage.
Yeah, you get a load of this Colgate tooth powder. That's okay. Right, tooth powder.
So I found out about you guys' videos in 2008.
Yeah.
By my friend Catherine, who Shout out to Catherine. She still listens to this. She thinks you're so hot, Jake.
Really?
Ooh, so hot. She always talks about it. She found out that I knew you guys and was furious that I hadn't brought it up.
Was she hot?
Please hook them up.
Y'all got to go and just do the do. But that's all I'm going to say.
Do the do and get it done.
I'd love to just follow her on Instagram. Okay. My headphone's on airplane mode right now, but as soon as we're done.
2008, when I hear 2008, I'm like, oh, that's not that long ago. That was 8 years ago. You were 14. You were in eighth grade when you were watching our videos.
Oh, wait. Well, mate, I'm sorry. It was 2009. It was the next. But
still.
Yeah,
still.
I was very young. I was a teenager.
Dude, you're really good at math.
Thanks, bro.
He's really quick at math.
Like, I don't think I could have done that. I need my fingers and everything.
Oh, yeah. I could do 16 minus 8 like that. Like, sure. I'm counting behind my back, but at the same time, it's like, you guys don't even know about it yet.
That's impressive.
Yeah, really? Actually, 16 minus 11, 5.
Give him a two-digit multiplication table.
Yeah, hit him with it.
Oh, 10 times 14.
Yeah.
140. Oh, that's right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 times 13.
Oh.
That wasn't a two-digit.
130 minus 13, which is 117.
You did it. You really did it.
19 times 29. So okay. What I do is like I'll do 20 times 29, which is 580, minus a 29. So that's 551.
Wow, you are very smart.
I hope that's right. 19 times 29. I hope it's 551.
I don't even want to know if it's wrong or not. I just want to know you're smart. Can we
even if it's wrong,
I'm smart with confidence.
Because you had such confidence with it. You're holding that mic like you're the fucking boss in this room and just telling me what it is.
I know you guys freestyle. I know, like, can we please do this together?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait, you actually freestyle?
Hell yes. That's communication.
I don't act, we do it for fun. I wouldn't say, we're professionals.
I'd be really nervous to do it in front of you guys.
Really?
I
can
do it with Amir.
No.
Yeah, because you guys are cooler than Amir.
No, definitely. I'm definitely bad at it.
I take my freestyles 100% serious.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Wait,
so I take them serious too. So if I fuck up,
are you guys equally good?
Real high?
Are one of you is better than the other?
I don't know. I think one of us. Some days we have good days, and others we don't.
Yeah,
because there's days I feel like I was like, oh shit,
you
that
went
was actually kind of good, and then there's days like, oh, that was fucking embarrassing. We should delete that. Mm-hmm. And he has the same. So
yeah.
What about you guys?
I'm almost always out of the delete that.
Yeah, but that's the delete point that. Of it.
That's a fun category to be in.
But like, once you like hit like a certain zone, you're like, oh, that was pretty good. You know what we're better at is like freestyle singing where you can like stop and thinking about it. Because rapping is like I'm sprinting towards a cliff and I don't know if I can build it long enough for me to like stay afloat.
I think like what I've learned about it is like it's literally for me how I do it is I say anything stupid. I really just think of what I try to tell myself a story in my brain and just say it out loud, and it's always terrible. So if I'm sucking, I'm doing real good.
That's cool. Yeah. How do you guys freestyle? Like one of you beatboxes the other freestyles?
No, we have like this app.
An app that beats?
No, an app that just has
that
like
has
a
all
bunch.
The words.
It tells us exactly what to say.
It's just iTunes.
It's a clip of Eminem. Yeah, from 8 Mile.
We used to go on YouTube years ago and like type in rap beats for you because there's thousands of them.
Yeah.
And in the comments, people will like write their own, and then Darren and I would say them, and they are terrible.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's like my first memory of our friendship.
Yeah,
they like write their own lyrics.
You go to any hip hop beat on YouTube, and there's lyrics that are awful. Go ahead and recite them with your friends. It's fun.
And yeah, you just have to do them live. It's a fun game.
Where are we?
I feel like this is what we could. Jake and I could probably write a half decent rap. We've done like the spoken word stuff where it's like
that's my strong suit. So spoken word poetry. Because when I start freestyling, I start thinking, I'm worried about a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like thinking about, oh, I fucked this up. And then I'm like, it doesn't matter if I make a rhyme or not. Everybody's like, oh, he's not musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could do spoken word poetry, or I could like take the, like, I can turn thinking into a long pregnant pause.
I like that.
Yeah.
What you said you're good at, or you feel like you can write a rap.
I feel like we
could. Can we please, like, we're going to plan it now.
Wow.
You guys are going to write your rap, and we're going to write ours, and then we'll battle.
Oh, okay. Shit. Oh, cool.
Can we please do this?
Can we do diss tracks? Can we pretend like we're like,
The problem is we respect each other so much. Yeah. Like, we were just on your podcast. I think the episode comes out today. Mm-hmm. And we were just effusively praising each other. You guys saying how much you watched our stuff growing up. And we're like, oh, no, you guys are doing so well. You guys are all ahead of the curve. You're so much cooler and better than we were at your age. So I don't know what the rap would be.
That makes it even better.
Yeah.
That makes it even better.
Like, we didn't mean any of that.
You got to dig deep.
Can I get anti-Semitic on a beat? Like, is it all right?
Yeah, definitely.
You've been asking the question then. Sure.
Just go for it.
Jesus. I mean, you already wrote for it.
Should we? Oh my God. No, you didn't just do that.
Drop a Drake lyric.
He did.
We danced to a lot of Drake at your party.
You can go for it.
Before we even get to you guys, I just wanted to talk to you guys about what our show is. Will, you said you've been listening for a bit, so you probably already know. But in case anybody out there is listening for the first time, this is an advice show.
Yeah.
It's called If I Were You. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by Jake and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yeah, that's right.
Shit, you do know.
You taught me that word.
Use it in the rap battle, guys. Save it.
One of my favorite If I Were You memories is, and I was in my t-shirt factory, and I wasn't even making t-shirts. I had to put them into a fucking bag and zip it up and put a mail order on. I got so many of them wrong. So many people got the wrong shit. I don't give a fuck. I was mad. But I hated that part so much. And I remember I was hearing you guys tell a story of, I think Jake went to Israel, and there was something happened with some guy on a bus. Somebody was cheating on somebody.
Yeah, got jerked off on the bus.
Yes. Yeah. Funniest shit ever.
How do you get jerked off? Like, the way you say that is like, that's just...
They got a hand job.
It happened to him.
I got jerked off.
Yeah, like as if he got mugged.
What's happening to me?
You're jerking me.
Jerked off.
Knock it off. I'm trying to get to a destination.
You're going to realize throughout this episode that we interrupt a lot. And I'm sorry.
No, you guys are
great.
You
were doing the intro and you sounded so good.
Very polite.
You were close.
Very polite.
You almost got to a question.
So I want you to go ahead and continue where you were.
Well, where we are is basically trying to
hosting the podcast.
Answer some of these questions.
You're a director.
He moves.
You guys know if we're going to give these real emails from real people, fake names to preserve their
anonymity.
That's right. I got a good one right off the bat.
You guys could make that a t-shirt.
Anonymity?
Anonymity.
You really should.
Maybe even around Halloween.
I like that.
This year on anonymity.
It's like a witness protection program thing.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
We need a girl's name, Will or Darren.
Sally Dudop.
Holy shit, that was fast. Will, where were you on that shit?
I don't know women, Amir.
You whispered Sally Dudop.
Why'd you put me on blast?
You fucking slept on that. You slept on that. I'm disappointed.
Sally Richardson.
All right, we can get the next one. Sally Dudop writes, howdy. I'm in college at Portland State University. I live in the dorms, and during the fall term, I did not have a roommate because she moved out due to the fact that she was racist and homophobic and, quote, didn't feel welcome in Portland.
Whoa.
I got a roommate in the beginning of the winter term, which started in January, and she's the worst. The old roommate had a machete and hated gays, and she was better than the current one.
What?
My current roommate, let's call her... And then she says, that's her actual name, so I don't want to say it. Sally Dudop, too. She FaceTimes her boyfriend until 1 or 2 in the morning every night and keeps me awake. This wouldn't be a problem.
Not worse than being racist.
Yeah, or homophobic.
It continues. This wouldn't be a problem, but I have class at 7 a.m. every weekday due to work and early morning classes. She isn't even quiet about it. She squeals and laughs and yells, babe, until they hang up. Sometimes they play video games online together, and it's even louder. She has Skype sex with him while I'm in the room trying to sleep.
No way!
She's talking to me right now. She's talking to him right now. I have both earphones in, and that's why this dumb fuck is an actual nightmare.
Whoa.
Some quotes are, I want your body against my body, and show me your little buddy. This girl...
Whoa. That's how you do it. That's how you talk dirty.
This girl is the worst. Her boyfriend came last week for 5 days, one of which was my birthday, and I couldn't sleep in my own room, so I ended up sleeping in the show dorm that's on my floor. I give housing tours, so I unlock the door after one before the boyfriend came. I texted her asking if she could text me if they ever wanted, quote, alone time, and I would stay out of the room, but she refused, and I walked in on them multiple times last week. Anyway, I'm getting really tired of this late night FaceTime calls, and I was wondering, how should I get her to stop? I hate confrontation, so that is the last step. I'm not too sure she would listen to me anyways. She's very thick. I was thinking that when I wake up in the mornings, I could call one of my friends on the East Coast and talk loudly until she leaves for work, but that's probably not the best solution. Help! I don't know what to do. Thanks, Sally Dudow.
Sally Dudow says too much words.
P.S. Yeah,
that was a very long email. We gotta start editing them.
Oh, P.S. Jake, what are some good poetry books?
Oh, you know what? Well, I think I already recommended Good Poems by, curated by Garrison Keillor, but I also, any Mary Oliver book, I think is...
Is this real?
Yeah, I love poetry.
That was a real question she asked?
That was a P.S.
You know what? Yeah.
That's a major sex move right there, Jake.
Major.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I started like, I like poetry on my own. Then I realized that it got me laid. And then I got even more into poetry. And now I just actually like it.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy.
Can you imagine she walks into your room? You know, she sees like, you know, this is what you're working with. This is who you are. And she sees, what's that on the end of the bed?
I can't even tell you how many times the Good Poems book, honestly, every guy listening, or girl, I guess girls don't really get laid from poetry. That somebody's back at their house, they already want to. But having the Good Poems book by my bed, and everybody inevitably asks, like, do you really read it? I'm like, and I say, yeah. And then they don't believe you. And then you open it up and you've like, starred a bunch of your favorite poems.
Aww.
And then they read one and it's over.
It's as if you wrote it.
Yeah.
It but really you didn't is. Write it.
No. Do you ever recite that?
Somebody's made me do that once, but I really hated it.
Oh, really?
Really? Oh, I would love it.
That's like the freestyle comments, reading somebody else's poetry.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like kind of nice, but I felt like I was taking credit for it. So I didn't.
Sometimes you got to do that.
It's
and that's true. Okay.
No, it was Philip Booth. The poem First Lesson got me laid.
Did you guys go to college?
Yes, I did for 3 years. And
which
then
college?
I dropped out. Oh, I don't even want to say it, but it's right down the street from where you used to live. Oh, wait, is that too much? Wait,
no, I'm sorry. Fine. Is it Pierce?
No.
It's a film.
I went to a film school. And I just, this question brought me back to I fucking hated it. I say it's Columbia College of Hollywood.
Got it.
I didn't like it. But it was but that's because I was too young. When you go, my dad wanted me to go to film school so bad. I was 17, graduated. Most people were like, okay, maybe I'll chill at home for a little bit. He's like, nope, son, you gotta go. August 1st, out here. So sent me to college all the way to fucking Tarzana at 17 years old. It was the worst shit of my life.
Wait, Columbia College of Hollywood is in Tarzana, California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not great.
What?
It's not great.
It's not great.
But did you have dorms and stuff? Did you have to deal with this stuff?
They didn't have dorms. They had an apartment building. That was close. So they said, oh, we have a deal where you pay too much over here. And I'm like,
it was a very small college, though.
Yeah.
It's not like a university.
Did you go to college, Darren?
I did not. Right after high school, I just worked.
Jake went for like a couple years. But you experienced the freshman dorm thing.
I did 1 year living on campus.
The like freshman at a university?
I dropped out of college eventually, but I did 1 year. Like a true freshman living in a dorm. I also had
the roommate.
Think anybody gets a great roommate.
That's the craziest thing about college. One of the craziest things is that you have to live with a stranger in your room. A room smaller than this is what you have. Like, imagine walking up to a random guy at a party. How little you would get along with a random human, and that you have to live in an 8-foot by 8-foot room with this human. How? There's no reason.
Learn on top of
there's
that.
There's no way it's ever going
to
get along.
People fall in love and in relationships. They decide to move in together, and it destroys the relationship.
Yeah. Imagine that don't get along having to be in the same room for a year.
The guy that I had to move in with into the apartment complexes isn't even a thing. He was the exact opposite for me. I was so incredibly nerdy, and I still am. But like, I couldn't even talk back then. And he was just like, "Dude, want to go to the club and grind on chicks?" And I was fucking terrified. But I learned a lot from him. That's what if you find someone,
he taught you how to grind.
Yeah, good for me.
Not quite, but he would do it in front of me. He had this friend that was so hot. I remember the reason I remember
Catherine?
Her. Huh? No.
Catherine?
That's my friend. I remember his friend. I would always see her. She was Colombian. And I would always be like, I just want to get her pregnant. I don't know why.
Just lock it up.
Yeah. I was like,
seal the deal.
Yeah.
Did she go to Columbia College because she was Colombian?
Nope. She didn't even go there. He had girlfriends. He was that was incredible.
What about you, Jake? Did you have a good roommate? You lived in a dorm, right?
Yeah. I don't think I had a problem with my roommate. He was like a decent guy, but I just had a problem with living in the dorms. Like, at a certain point, everyone's disgusting.
Oh, really?
We just used to like get drunk and turn the trash can over in the hallway.
Yeah.
And like,
just for
why
fun.
On earth would I do that?
White boy's disease.
White boy stuff.
That's so dumb.
Well, you both said white boy disease.
Yeah, it's a common thing in our lives.
That's a white boy.
What is that?
It's
a white boy.
That's obviously a white boy thing.
What is a white boy thing?
Minorities have to clean this shit up in the morning. So,
like, getting drunk.
You wouldn't do that to your mom.
I'm not going to argue it because everybody on the floor was white.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what did non-white people do for fun?
See, minority people would have just smoked too much weed. Or like, I don't know.
Play it safe. Smoke weed, stay at home, watch a movie.
Yeah.
What else?
See, this is why you guys are cooler than us. You understand.
Because you had to worry about consequences at the younger age.
Oh, God, I hate it.
The worst thing that could happen to me is my RA would say, hey, will you clean up the garbage? I'm like, I didn't do it. Fine, then someone else is going to do it.
I remember with the white boy in our apartment floor did. He just, you know, the fire extinguisher thing? He punched it and broke it. And that
just,
was it.
Just for fun?
He was mad. He was drunk.
See? That's just... Mm-mm.
But it was by our apartment, so we were like, oh, we hope our landlord lady doesn't think we did it because we're the local, you know, Mexican and Negro. I'm sorry. So,
which one are you?
I don't know.
That's the craziest part.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, not only is it you're living in a room with a stranger, it's like, also, this building is filled with teenagers who are first getting their taste of independence.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly girl, I was just saying this to my friend. Okay, I went to 17 years old. This for me at that point, this is when your like horniness is at its peak. How the fuck am I supposed to learn?
Yeah.
When this girl is going to Forever 21 every weekend, getting the skimpiest shit that Lady Gaga just had on.
That's who
trying to
popular.
Make her pregnant.
That's why I wanted to get Angie. Oops.
Now you're doing shit I always do.
Yeah, you know, I just did it by accident.
I bet everyone is having sex. It's probably dangerous.
No, yeah. I was not having sex college.
I thought you didn't do like a dorm thing. I think that's different, right? But the dorm thing, it's like it's too easy.
I would have loved to have been like cool, confident, and hot as like an 18-year-old in the dorm, where you're just like walking around meeting freshman girls, like being the man about town.
I had no friends in high school, so like that, there was no way I could have like went to college and just like fucking had a bunch of sex.
You couldn't have peaked.
So when did you start having a lot of sex?
16.
When you were in high school, you were having lots of sex.
Yeah.
Who? How? You seen how Darren looks and shit?
Darren's mixed race. Those people
get
fucked.
Darren's hot.
Have you seen, you've been out with this guy and he just gets ladies all over him all the time?
It's actually kind of terrible for me. Like, how am I supposed to grow up and become sexually independent when, like Darren has met so little of my, like, women's that I've been dating. I realize it's because I didn't want to bring him around him. Because they're going to take one look at that and be like, oh, he's like him, but hotter.
How do I upgrade?
How does one homie hop? Which is actually the next question.
This girl said, I'm very non-confrontational, but she also dropped this girl's actual name.
Yeah.
Like the most confrontational thing.
Well, she's trying to have us do it.
Publicly call her out.
She's just hoping that she listens to this podcast so we can set her straight.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. She has a boyfriend.
I mean, how terrible of a human do you have to be to have Skype sex while your roommate is 6 feet away in a bed? Just fucking a guy over a phone.
Where else are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Where else?
I actually think some people, what I've learned is I had a friend that would always Skype me when she was like around other people. Some people are like a little bit embarrassed to like talk to somebody and they need an audience to do it.
Oh, I'm the exact opposite. I get a phone call from a girl that I'm seeing. I'm fucking sprinting out of earshot so that I can be hi. No, I'm totally alone.
I can't be copying a bitch.
Every relationship I've ever been in included me like explaining the way I picked up the phone was a bit or something. Because I don't want Amir to hear me answer like, hey, baby.
Yeah, it's always it's always a joke of like being extra mean when you pick up the phone. It's like,
what do you want? Yeah. And then Amir laughs and I'm outside. I'm like, I'm sorry. Hey, are you okay?
No, you know, I just got to perform for my boys.
Yeah, it's like there's like two different types of people. Because there's some people that we even know in our personal life who will just drop everything. Hey, baby, I love you. How are you doing? I miss you so much. In front of everyone.
Yeah.
And they're just so
confident.
How do you
hang up the phone after that conversation?
I don't know.
Just go, what were we talking about?
Yeah, her ass is high.
Yeah, it's like some people.
Anyway.
You know, they are willing to do it. And I respect it.
I do respect it. It's basically, do you want to have a fight with your friends or with the girl that you're talking to?
But also, like, this girl has to just deal. To give this girl advice, I think she, at this point, just has to deal with it.
Oh, you got to get a new roommate.
Yeah, next year you get a new roommate. Like, that's what freshman year is. You just It sucks. You're Delta shit hand.
I've had a friend had a roommate so bad that he straight up like left and like requested a change.
Yeah, you can do that too. But you
can request a change.
You don't want to be that bitch. No, I say like put a virus on the phone and the computer and then problem solved.
Put a virus.
You just unplug the Wi-Fi or something, and then all of a sudden
change
your data.
Yeah, change the password of the Wi-Fi. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy because it's probably like a building wide thing.
Let's not get technical.
Pull a fire alarm every once in a while.
It would
or
suck.
Get yourself a boyfriend on campus and start sleeping out.
Oh, hell
his
yeah.
Shit.
So, like, are we supposed to give real advice?
Yeah, you can give real advice.
Like, what would you do in this situation?
If the person in my dorm was constantly having Skype sex, I would say something. I would just
like,
call
I can
out.
Hear you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, cool. Don't want none of that.
Yeah.
Go to the
yeah.
library yeah. or something. I don't know. I would call him out, though.
Yeah, I guess, like, if you establish yourself as the type of person that will just, you know, call somebody out.
If you're really not, can't she tell on her? Can't she be like, I'm tattling on her?
This is the dichotomy, right?
You don't want to go that route. Yeah. Just say it once, and it will solve all the
problems. It's a tattle. It's a call out, and I would leave. I remove myself from the negative situation.
What, you would tattle then leave? Is that what you said?
No, I wouldn't tattle. I would just get
the lamest thing you could
like,
do.
This girl, who she apparently has a key to the sample dorm. I would be living there.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a sample dorm?
It's like, this is where a human would live. And they show you a nice clean room.
I definitely sleep in there.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 18 looking at like the sample dorms like on the college's website and like, oh, here's like the lobby. And the bedroom. This looks pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Spacious.
Every single one had like two fucking bunk beds.
It's a prison. Oh, wow. It might as well have been
a
prison.
And I was like, this one's perfect.
Sometimes there's three in a room. Did you guys have that?
Yeah,
three
we did.
People
like a bunk and then a lofted bed above desks.
That is too many people. You can't even jerk off.
Yeah, you could not be like.
Oh, man, I knew my roommate's schedule better than mine.
Oh,
I knew
really?
Exactly when he was in class. I knew his fucking every single move.
Wasn't it also like a community shower? Is that a thing?
But I would just jerk
that
off.
That sounds horrible.
Best weekend of my life was the weekend his grandma died and had to go home.
Oh, you killed
oh
her.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Small price to pay.
R.I.P. baby, but shit.
That's fucking great. You know, I just realized that, like, I have
48
so
hours
many...
to jerk off when you're 18? Like, it's striking.
That's gold.
Oil. It's, yeah, it's gold.
Oh, shit.
That was probably, like, that will be in your memory forever. Deathbed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, as an adult now, I can jerk off whenever I want.
It's
like,
not a freeing fucking feeling.
That's so great. How do they expect you to learn in these institutions of education when you can't go and fucking, teacher, I can't learn anymore because I'm fucking horny.
I'm full of cum. I can't concentrate.
We all know men can't think straight unless they enter the tank and go, oh, yeah, I don't really like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you remove all of your sexual deviancy
in the seed.
All right, so let's take a tally. That's two for leave this person alone.
Yeah, I would just fucking get away.
Wait, you would say leave?
I mean, I would, especially when I was in college, and still now, I don't think I'm very confrontational. I would just deal with it.
Really?
Yeah, I would just deal with it.
So, like, put some headphones in and just try to go to sleep?
Yep.
I would definitely say some shit.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? Am I alone?
No.
I mean, I think you're right, but I don't
think
right. I would do it.
Yeah. Really? That is what you should do.
I think I've realized in life that you just communicate and it solves all your problems.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I call this the pure heart rule. Uh-huh. If you do this, like, you're not harboring any, like, long-lasting ill will. You're saying right in the moment, like, hey, don't do that.
Right.
And it's over. And she stops.
Spray her with a water bottle like a cat.
The beautiful thing is, like, you're not in the wrong.
No. And it's like, I don't hate you. You're not a bad person. I just want you to stop doing what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over after that.
Right.
But I'm the kind of... in this situation, I do the wrong thing, which is that I let it, like... I build resentment, and I'm just like, she does this all the time.
Fester.
She's fucking worse.
Do you start talking shit to all your friends?
Yeah. And I hate the boyfriend.
Yeah.
You don't even know
the boyfriend.
He's whipping out his little buddy.
Yeah.
How can he do that, though? Like, you know what you were saying? Like, you say you run for the hills when you go through it. How could you be, like, showing, oh, yeah, here's my little dickie out here, like, when she's on the phone with
someone
in the
room? Maybe he doesn't know.
Next time the little buddy's about to come out, just, like, pop your head into frame and be like, I'm here, too. And then the boyfriend will never want to have more.
Or
he will definitely want to have more.
I think I was talking to you earlier about like Skyping people and like maybe Skype sex. I could never do that shit. That's why.
Even in privacy?
No, yeah, I'm not about that. Yeah. That's weird.
I'm not about jerking off my dick in front of somebody. Like, those
like
cam girls
like a
good
camera,
on you.
Like, that's
what about, like, cam girls? Can you imagine doing that?
Oh, Christ.
Anonymous.
Me being the cam girl or me watching the cam
you,
girl?
You as a little woman girl.
I would be a really good cam boy. Me, can I be
was a Thai lady boy.
I would kill it.
I would hook up, like, a really crisp mic. So, like, it would be a lot of voice stuff. It'd
be
a whole
like this
show.
Mic, yeah.
Like ASMR
yeah.
stuff.
I'd be like, sometimes I'd be like, you know, straight out of prison, about to jerk off my dick in front of you.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm like part of the Jackson 5.
I think definitely. Yeah.
I think we have a friend. Yeah. I don't. I can't remember who it is currently, but they did camboy stuff for a little bit.
Camboy?
Who the fuck is that?
No, was it Cam Newton?
No, definitely not Cam Newton. But I know about Cam Newton.
I hear about
it. It's gonna fucking bother me,
huh?
It's gonna bother me.
One of our friends is a cam boy.
It used to be for a little bit.
Was it like on the low or?
Oh, definitely didn't put the face in it. Which I found interesting.
I do not know about this. I know a friend that was a cam girl for.
I know that one too.
Yeah.
I know that. You guys got any of those?
Cam girl? We have some friends that just straight up do the porn.
Me too. I think we have a mutual friend.
We probably do.
Uh huh.
We'll is that our little
that
buddy?
We'll talk yeah. about that later.
Remember that time that we all, like, you know?
Yeah. At Booty LA.
You know,
shit. That's
shit.
Crazy.
Oh,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. I don't know her.
Right.
I just wanted to insinuate.
Do you feel like you help the world with the podcast?
I feel like a little bit, one at a time, whether we're giving advice or making people enjoy their otherwise boring commute, we're helping.
Yeah.
Micro helping.
Yeah,
we're helping. I mean, my brother's a doctor and he saves lives, and it's not quite that.
Actually the kind of doctor.
No, I feel like it's up to par. Same
yeah.
thing.
I don't know because you don't know what kind of doctor he is. He operates on
high infants. Risk pregnancy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he
on
like
what?
If there's a baby that's at risk of dying, he right. operates on the baby inside the mom.
Whoa, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
He'll fix babies, unborn babies. That's the kind of good doctor he is. So yeah. Amir doing a podcast.
That's
yeah.
It's sort of that. It's sort
so
of
your
that.
Your parents
same
are really
that's
proud
straight
of your
out
brother.
Of
yeah. My parents like, love their son.
Yeah. Is he an older brother?
Yeah, older brother.
There's nothing yeah. better that you can say, Mom, I'm dating this guy. Well, you know, he operates on babies.
Yeah, he's a doctor. Like,
there's nothing safer than that.
That's what I want to say. I want to date a doctor. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
That would be fucking cool. Well, their schedule would probably be hectic. I've been watching Scrubs, so
still,
I'm familiar.
You also really got to date a real doctor. Because what if you're dating a doctor and then you find out they're like, just a...
we'll watch Tread Lightly right now.
Tread Lightly.
I don't know, a dentist.
That's really important.
Like my girlfriend's a doctor. What kind of doctor? Teeth doctor. I mean a dentist. I mean a teeth doctor.
But then orthodontist is a step up because, you know, that might be like a private practice.
Yeah, you're making some money. But you're not saving anybody's lives.
Oh, man. I've had a molar or two that, you know, would have taken me out.
You ever had a root canal? You ever had a root canal?
Yeah, who are you to
me
say?
Me neither.
You're not really saving anybody's lives. Said the comedian.
I stop people dentist. From killing themselves all the time.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, I want to. Oh, you
I
get an award for
like that.
That. You just got an award with that for me. Oh, man. I love fucked up shit.
Let's Holy take fuck. A small little break. Thank a sponsor or two. And then we'll be right back with more Darren and Will.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Bark box.
It came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back.
All right.
Darren and Will, how did you guys meet each other? How are you on the show? What are you guys other than podcasters on the HeadGum Network?
Enemies.
Enemies. Sworn enemies.
Yeah. Like, I don't even like looking at this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad news.
There's been a lot of Drake quotes on our podcast today.
Oh, yeah. It's, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
We were both interns at a place called SourceFed.
SourceFed.
Four and a half years ago?
Yeah.
Incredibly popular YouTube channel.
Yeah. It was like started by like Phil DeFranco.
Fun times.
So yeah,
when you guys were interns, were you making videos then?
Uh-huh. No, on our own, personal.
Oh shit, but not for them.
We were getting coffee.
What were your duties
for
as
them.
Interns?
Coffee, go get Wendy's and some more coffee.
How That's many a good working there?
At the time, 15, and now it's like what, 40 something
people, 50. Yeah. We've really gotten to see it grow as a company. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's such a small company. Like, how did you find it and what attracted it you to it when you started?
We were both fans of Phil. I don't know how you.
Yeah, Phil DeFranco, like, he made a video once. He was like, my company's looking for interns. And
great impression.
I was like, hell yeah. So I took it. And I did it for a couple of months, and they let me go because I didn't have a car. Wait, no. Well, they kept me on even though I didn't have a car. I kind of snuck in. Somebody snitched on me. I signed you could only do it if you had a car, and I kind of like did it like where I signed the thing that I didn't have a car, but I kind of made it seem like I did. I didn't lie, but I did click a box that I wasn't supposed to click. And eventually they found out that I didn't have a car, but they kept me on doing nothing. And then I just... You know, I went away and I interned for other places, and then I came back and as a t-shirt, working at the t-shirt company, and they took me off that to be an editor, and I was like, hey, I want to be a host. And then they did that. And now I launched another channel through there. It's been a journey. Yeah.
Yeah. So we both kind of just worked our ways up from the bottom.
Yeah. That's good career advice.
Now
like,
we're here.
Start by delivering Wendy's, and then it's pretty soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you're producing for SourceFed, Will's a host.
Yeah,
right.
Hosting and writing everything.
Life is weird.
I would love to just like fucking like I said, was I saying that here? I was like, I would love to be Louis C.K.'s social media manager for like 3 months. I would totally do it.
Are you good at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube?
Mm-hmm. All those
that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, because, you know, I grew up using him and I like branding and I like knowing what to do with things. And like, if I could do that for him, I would learn so much from him. Just offhandedly hearing him, the way he communicates with people, the way that he thinks, I would love that. If you have an opportunity to take an internship, take one.
One of the special things about Louis is probably the fact that he doesn't do any of that stuff and he's still so incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just like...
Oh, that he like doesn't use Twitter and stuff?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's not a kind of guy who's like grinding, like, I'm going to live tweet this episode so you guys can watch it.
Right. Just
like,
you'll never see him on a Twitch channel.
No, he doesn't.
No.
I totally believe you for a second.
No.
I was like, what the fuck?
Incredibly popular Snapchat.
It would be amazing if you just started a Twitch channel.
What's your, since you guys are like a decade behind us age-wise, what's your social media thing? Like, what's your go-to?
What's your social security number?
What's your social security number?
609.
You wake up in the morning, what's your first thing that you check? Is it the same shit that we check, or is it shit that we never heard of?
What are the feeds hierarchy?
I've decided not to look at things when I wake up in the morning, and I realize it's fucked me up, and now it's harder for me to get up in the morning.
No, already you're more mature than we ever could imagine. That's a great rule.
I don't work until I look at my phone.
Yeah, I look at Reddit. Instantly.
Reddit first.
Yeah, Reddit's
before all your social media stuff.
Well, Reddit is great because it might be morbid, but you can see if like any bullshit has happened in the world.
Yeah,
it's especially like we work at a news place, so I kind of have to know.
Yeah,
But you know, I'm on top of it.
I've been over my phone lately. Like I've been like putting it down and like looking around in the world, and it's been so weird.
Hashtag look up.
Yeah. Hashtag look up for once.
I feel we're connected in some weird way.
I feel so.
But I've been doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I just find myself like in line at Starbucks looking around like this and feeling like this is what James Bond would do.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be looking at
James Bond. Actually, let me search that hashtag on Twitter.
Exactly. It's too easy to look into things.
So easy to look down into your phone.
But what I've learned is that my friends are always on it. And I realize I've only been doing this for like a week or two maybe. And I realize that I was always on it too. And I just...
Totally.
I don't know. I'll go back into it eventually.
I hate looking at my phone. Yeah. I really do.
I don't like it either, but
I do it all the time. Tell me if you guys notice this. There's a new thing, and there's not a word for it yet. And it's like when everybody's at lunch or dinner, and nobody's on their phone because everybody sort of knows that it's not acceptable there. Mm-hmm. But during the course of conversation, something comes up where it like sounds acceptable. Like, oh, I'll look it up, or I'll show it to you.
And then everyone.
And it's like
the floodgates are open.
Yeah, it's like... You get to pick up your phone.
Oh, God,
and
it
like,
what a
and
thrill.
It's socially acceptable because you've announced to everyone that you're going to do it, and it's for the good of the group.
Yeah.
And
but then
like,
the floodgates are open. Everybody's on their phone.
Yeah, because then I'll look it up too. It's the equivalent of a smoke break
because then it's like 3 minutes and you're just like, everyone's been staring at their phone in silence. And the worst is like when a waitress comes like, so how's everything going? Everyone realizes, good. We're catching up.
It's also like, I remember in elementary school whenever we would play a game at recess, and as soon as some kid was like, all right, I'm going to go on a bathroom break, let's take a break, the game was over. So once everybody picks up their phone, like there's always at least one person who straggles away and you never see again.
One person fucks it up.
Yeah.
There was this funny, should I not say the joke if I can't remember the comedian that said it?
No, do it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll know.
There's a really funny joke where it's like, whenever a meal's happening right now, everyone puts their phone on the table, like face down. And that's like the equivalent of the Old West, like the guns.
Amazing.
As soon as anything boring happens, everyone like reaches for their phone and grabs it like they used to do with their guns.
Why do we all put our phones down?
Yeah, they all put it on down on the table, face down.
I put it down, and also like when I get text, it only says a name. It doesn't actually say, you know, you can some people it says what the text is.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine doesn't, and I still put it down.
Yeah. I've learned.
And I got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I have a friend. I think it's inappropriate. She's a friend of mine, but she's made it clear that, you know, she like has feelings for me. And she will just straight up read my text messages when I'm standing next to her.
Oh. Wow.
Isn't that inappropriate?
Oh, yeah. Like over the shoulder.
Yeah, like she'd be like, oh, so you're going and doing that. Hey!
I'll do that too, like unbeknownst, like when I'm with somebody and they're looking at their phone. And I don't have my phone. I'll just stare at their phone. I'm like, oh, this is giving me like a... It's like the nicotine. This is like a patch. Or I'm like, at least I'm staring at a phone.
This is scary.
And it's exciting because it's like, ooh, look at these text messages that I'm not even a part of. Like, it's so voyeuristic.
Mm-hmm.
When do you do that?
If I'm just like with you and you're on your phone at Starbucks, I will like probably glance at your phone to see what you're doing.
That's really fucking...
What's some juicy shit you've seen? Because I know Jake.
It's not juicy. It's just like exciting because it's like totally like not meant for me.
Yeah, you're not involved
just
at
like
all.
any conversation on your phone, I'd be really intrigued to read.
Oh, we'll read them later.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like reading other people's shit because I'm like, you know when like I've had a couple people come up to me and be like, oh, I heard somebody talking shit about you. I'm like, don't tell me.
I don't want to know. I don't need to know if it's about me. I just I'm so curious as to how you interact with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so different than probably
how
I do it.
That probably is very interesting.
Yeah.
If it's about me, though, I don't want to know.
No,
yeah. I don't want to know that either.
I definitely want to know.
You do?
Definitely want to know, yes.
I'm like, if y'all are talking shit, keep it over there.
I'm bringing that in here. Sit down. I want to hear.
I want to hear.
We should probably mention that we're all going to Austin together.
Hell yeah.
For during South By, we're having a HeadGum Podcast Festival of sorts. Jake and I are doing a show, and you guys are doing a show. You guys are headlining
the show right before us.
Ooh, yeah. I'm nervous.
Ooh, Friday at 3 p.m., She Didn't Text Back is doing a show with Gabrus, High and Mighty, and Black Man Can't Jump. Three super funny podcasts, back-to-back-to-back. Tickets still available. You can check them out at ifireyoushow.com.
You know, I will say, if you already bought a ticket to our show,
yeah,
they should buy a ticket to this show. And I know I'm telling people to spend $40 because ours are $20. But you know what?
Yeah, our show will probably be sold out by the time this episode airs.
You'll get $40.
Exactly. It's $20.
Go in your mom's purse.
That's what I'm saying.
Easy. Go in your mom's purse.
Grab
Come on.
A credit card.
Easy.
But you do. You buy. Buy a ticket for the whole entire day. We'll all hang out. We'll all party. I mean, it'd be like, I want to turn this into like a dager turned into a rager turned into an orgy.
Bring the drugs.
If there's three podcasts, do we all like get an hour and go ahead and?
Yeah. Something that like work? That. Yeah. We'll all get an hour.
Shit, man.
It's going to be a festival. And Jake and I will be there the entire time. Come check out the shows. Watch,
We're
laugh,
calling
enjoy.
It Headgumapalooza.
Yeah.
I like it. Rolls out of
Headstock.
Wow. Oh, Headstock's pretty cool too. Yeah. Headgum stock. You can't lose gum.
Headstock 2016.
Headstock?
Gumstock.
Gumstock. Gumstock is. I really like Gumstock.
Gumstock. Yeah.
You owe us some money.
Shit. Now we have $40.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Let's answer a few more questions. We're here for only so long on this earth. What would we do if not answer some more questions?
Answer them in heaven. Don't you think it's real?
Whoa. Will, I want you to leave. all right. Why don't you stay and give us a female name?
Oh. Rhonda.
Oh. You guys don't know, but I cut out 48 minutes of silence. All right. Rhonda writes, it's funny. Help me, Rhonda. But now she's asking us for help.
I don't know those songs.
Okay.
How old are you, man?
I'm 73. Recently, at the college I attend, there's been a group of people, although it could just be one person, who consistently posts mean things about me on Yik Yak, which is an anonymous app, kind of like Twitter. What they've been saying about me has been really getting to me, because I really do try to be the nicest person that I can be to all people. My friends say it's just because they're jealous or don't know the real me, but I can't help but think and feel upset about what they're saying. I know you guys have experience with people who post mean things about you online. How do you get past this and let it not affect you? I really hope you get the chance to answer my questions. Love the podcast. Love, Rhonda.
Rhonda.
This is extra apropos because you guys also do shit for the internet.
Yeah.
Shit that's probably seen by more people than we have, than our audience, because SourceFit is huge. Do you guys remember some specifically nasty comments made about you?
I don't really like. I know I have some people that keep up with them. I don't really keep up with any, but like when someone writes something mean about me, I don't really care. It's like, haha, you thought about me.
I think it's funny.
That's good.
I think it's really funny. It doesn't affect me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Whenever I see something mean, I'm just like, oh, you're a jackass.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's just text. Like, who cares?
Did you always have thick skin, or did you have to develop it when you were making stuff for the internet?
I had to develop it. I've been hurt once or twice, but that was when I was growing up. I don't think no one could talk better shit about myself than me, because I know the real me.
Yeah.
I know the shit that hurts.
Yes. You know what I've noticed is that the shit that hurts the most is when you agree with the people.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like when you make something that you think is bad and they're like, I didn't like it for this, this, and this. And you're like, shit, other people agree with me. This wasn't good. Ultimately, it comes down to what you think about yourself. If I make
something
like,
that you're insecure about and they like can hook
on
to. Right. But I think I respond more when the negativity is like well worded. I like respect good writing. So if I read something on Twitter and somebody called me an idiot, I'm like, well, whatever. If I see a comment on Instagram and somebody's mean, I'm like, oh, fuck off. But then if like there's a well worded Reddit comment, I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy.
Mm-hmm. He makes a good point.
He's smart. And
a
he
criticism.
Hates me.
Yeah. Not just an insult, but a criticism that's been like well crafted.
But that's the kind of thing that I like lend credence to, but it doesn't like make me really, really pissed. It's just the kind of thing like I think about. Like,
yeah.
Okay, how do I respond to this? How do I take this in and process it and either reject it or accept it? And
how do you, does it still somewhat bother you when they are, you know, like the comment on Reddit you said?
I think that comments on Reddit are just like the kind of thing that I want to like take the time to think about it. Mm-hmm. Huh. So like, I don't always agree with it and be like, oh, fuck, I do suck.
Right.
But I will say like, why does he think that and why is it wrong?
And do people agree? Is this a one voice of a million or is it like an entire group of people that are like ganging up like, oh, maybe I'm wrong and all these people
like sometimes
are right.
I will on Reddit, people will hate on our show for answering the same questions all the time. Like mm-hmm. for saying, answering too many relationship questions.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you know, that's a good point.
Right.
I can't be like, fuck off with that. Right. It's like, oh,
maybe we should switch it up and answer some stuff about like shitty college roommates or
you guys, do you only mostly do relationship stuff?
That's just the kind of questions that we get the most.
That's weird. That's the kind of stuff we get the most.
I think that's
too.
What people struggle with the most.
Yeah. That's what some people
say. Oh,
minds.
Shit. That's true.
The stuff, shit. That's the stuff. That's
the most confusing part about life is because like everyone, I can know how to react or I know how to act in certain situations. Mm-hmm. The problem is when there's somebody else involved, that's right. A whole, now I'm one of two.
But
and there's
like,
a lot of
mystery.
I think
about work, I don't necessarily want to ask anybody's advice. I'm just like, oh, I'll figure this out myself. And as soon as like, it's a relationship and there's sex and feelings, you feel so helpless.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, all right, the stakes are too high right now.
Yeah. I don't want to mess up your life.
I've been like thinking about it, like love and relationships, like what like really like attaches you to someone else. It's like, you know, like for a lot of people, it's sex. It's because when you really have, like when you get down to sexy sex, it's like you're being very vulnerable and you're making all these sounds, and then you're like connected.
Yeah.
And it's also another way, it's just like really just saying something to someone that's like, oh, like you told them your deepest inner stories. And then that type of vulnerability is what connects us. And like, I don't know. I've just been, that's been on my mind recently. It's weird and gross.
It's a trust thing. It's like mm-hmm. for a woman to let in a guy get that literally deep inside of her, like you have to like really, 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 really trust that person. Cause like he can hurt you physically and emotionally because he's so close to you physically and emotionally.
I've had my dick come out of a girl's throat and I knew like, yeah, that's deep in.
Right. But for a guy, it's like,
I put it back.
I'll put my dick in a sock. It doesn't matter for me. But like for a girl, it's like she's letting someone in. Man. Suddenly, it's like more private. It takes more trust.
Mm-hmm. But also, I want to say as a man, it's hard for me to put myself into someone. Like
I think you're a unique man.
Very unique.
Like I think I would say that the majority of guys, definitely more guys. I'm getting in trouble for generalizing. But I think more guys are willing to put their dicks places than. I mean, raise your hand if you would put your dick anywhere. 2-0.
We don't have to say who did it.
I wouldn't.
But there are
my hand was down.
There are guys who are like, I'll sleep with anybody. And then there are guys like, I can't sleep with anybody. I have to know the person. Like, can you imagine going out with a girl who you thought was really attractive and she wants to sleep with you on the first date? And you'd be like, no, I can't have sex with you yet.
Yeah, that's too much
Can you
pressure.
Imagine that?
That's too much pressure.
You would do that, right? You would draw the line and say, I don't want to take the things further.
Unless she was really hot.
Right.
There's, like, see, fat
there's,
ass.
There's like most of them. Right. I'm like, oh, this might be going too fast. She's mostly like, I can't be going full vulnerable on you tonight.
Right.
But like, if she was like, you know, like,
see, I'm not vulnerable during sex.
You're not?
What are you doing? You want to be my new sex coach?
Well, I was just, like,
please.
Sex is the vulnerable thing for me. There's definitely ways that I can be vulnerable, but it's not through sex.
It's really? The poetry book on the
even,
bed.
even like
that's contrived. There's even like the, I think that I whatever it is, it's this very hard shell to crack. And when I am vulnerable, then it's like, and then it is game over.
So like even the first time, let's say that you've never had sex with this girl and you're in your room, it's getting hot and heavy. You're not even nervous?
No, I'm so excited.
That's oh
the
shit!
Best. Feeling of the world.
So you like shacking up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Jake doesn't sleep with girls that he likes. He sleeps with girls that he kind of dislikes.
That's not fair. I sleep with everybody.
I
feel about them is secondary.
Shit. I might want to give that a chance. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Not yet, no. Especially at age fucking 22.
Yeah. When I'm like 25, I'll try that out. Like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck all y'all.
Yeah. You are gonna do that. You're definitely gonna do
that. Oh, really?
That.
Cool. Yeah. That'll be fun.
I can predict your future.
Oh, sweet.
And it is bright.
I'm going to be laying down the peen, you know what I'm saying?
Right in the sun.
Well, not if you say that out loud again, but definitely.
No, right?
That's your dirty talk.
Can I tell you one of my favorite Jake and Amir videos? Actually, I don't even think it was Jake and Amir. I think it was Hardly Working. When you did that bit when you were like, suck his dick, suck his dick.
Oh, yeah.
That shit goes to my mind.
That's an old school Hardly Working.
Like, wait a minute. Isolate Jake's audio.
Was it the Jake's audio?
Yeah. Command T or something silly. Yeah, suck his dick. Get on the
stage. Oh, shit. We should watch that video after we're done recording.
We really should.
Wait, did we answer this person's question?
What
is this, the dorm room?
Oh, how do I get over? Oh,
fuck us.
No. This is how do I get over?
Yik Yak.
How do I not feel upset?
What the fuck is Yik Yak?
Reacted. You knew what Yik Yak was?
I don't know what Yik Yak is.
Yik Yak is literally an app. You go on there and type anything in, and anybody in the surrounding area can go in and see that someone said that.
So would it only be this room, or like all of Los Angeles has a Yik Yak?
I think like all of whatever subpart you
are. Wait, so it's like an AOL chat room like back in the day?
Like open, but it'd
be like a Silver Lake.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's probably way more of a big deal in like your high school and college.
If you're in a college, like, you know, if you're in college on Tinder, there's be so many options. If you're in Yik Yak,
wait, but
college,
you don't know who you're talking to?
No, it's anonymous.
So you,
if you found shit about yourself,
you
on
got
there?
Too much time to be doing that.
You had to search.
I would hate that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're just, well, first of all, two things. One, know the source of the person. Like, when I'm reading a YouTube comment and I'm like, wait a minute, that's offensive. And I'm like, wait, what if you're just an 11-year-old boy somewhere? Like,
most likely.
If they walked up to me and said something to me, I'd be like, I don't give a shit what you think.
Yeah, right.
But because it's a word, it's a name on a screen, I'm like, oh, what if that's a 48-year-old accountant and I have to take this seriously?
See, I know when people read I've known people who get offended off comments and they really think, like, they imagine someone in a business suit.
Yeah.
Like, really took the time to put this anime character as his avatar.
Think about how many hateful comments that person wrote that day.
None! Yeah. There wasn't,
like, it's not like he wrote that one comment and was like, all right, let's just let this one simmer.
Yeah.
Like, he... or she writes like so much hate,
so much. That's
and
what they
you're
do.
Look at one comment. And be, yeah, like, that's exactly what he wants.
Have any of you guys wrote a mean comment before, or even disliked a video?
I've never disliked a video. I don't
know. I don't even like talking shit about people in like in real life. Let alone like
I've responded to comments and been like, "You're,"
but they were being asshole to you first.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been just an asshole off the bat?
No, not off the bat.
So like, see, none of us have. You haven't. I know you haven't.
Never, yeah.
We're normal people. The people that are talking shit, like. They're talking shit because they have nothing better.
It's
to
like
do.
You said,
fuck them.
11-year-old
That's
boys.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's just like it's like the equivalent of when I was 12. I prank called people. It's like I'm trying to piss you off so that I seem cooler than you for a split second.
Right.
But what they don't realize is the difference is now is that like because of open forums like Instagram where comments can be left and like. That it like it's really fucking us up, us men up, all right? You're making us look real sexist. You 11-year-old boys who just learned the C word want to go write it on some bad Instagram baddies page, and now it looks like it's us businessmen.
Right now, but, it's not the time. They're it's a time for respectful men.
Yeah,
and the little bitches are really fucking us
up. They're really fucking us up. There's like a good number of us.
In conclusion, I would say don't sweat the small stuff. One person disliking you doesn't mean that. There aren't 1,000 people that do like you aren't ranting on Yik Yak about it.
I want to tell this person to get off Yik Yak. Yik Yak, I'm going to sound like a grandfather, but it sounds like
the yikin and the yakin.
Awful, terrible.
Yeah.
It's a sucky app.
Well, someone said something about you and
Yik Yak.
Let
me see that shit, dude.
What are you fucking
like,
saying?
Don't feed into this bullshit. If anytime somebody's like, oh, somebody said something about you on Yik Yak, if your response is, oh, I don't have Yik Yak, I don't use Yik Yak. Then eventually they're going to stop talking about you on Yik Yak.
Yeah.
They want you reading these comments.
Plot twist. It's the friend you've been telling.
That's fucking true.
Oh, if I was writing teen movies.
We could.
Yeah.
Let's edit this question now and just fucking
another plot twist. This girl's writing it about herself. What the fuck?
Get a rise out of her.
She has one of those diseases.
Oh, shit.
You know the diseases.
You know.
Schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia.
Do you want to answer one last question as quickly as possible?
Rapid.
Do you guys have to go?
No.
All right, let's fucking
we're staying
do this.
The night. You didn't know? Marty didn't tell you?
This is part of a sleepover.
Yeah.
Part of a sleepover.
Guy's name?
Paul.
Another 48 minutes.
Darren Paul's
Darren
last name.
Come up with it.
Richardson.
Paul Richardson, right.
Wait, hold on. Has anyone ever actually guessed the person's name?
Sometimes it's been close. Like, really? I remember one time, like, Jake was like, Lacey. I'm like, her name was Lucy.
Close enough.
Hey, dude.
You can't be like, that's close.
So, yeah, exactly. I have to act cool.
Yeah.
That's the extent of my acting abilities.
Yeah.
Lucy, right. It's funny because this guy's name is Richard Paulson, but Paul Richardson writes, hey dudes, I'm a 17-year-old from the UK and I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for about 4 months now. I really like this girl and we get along great. The problem is in the sex. The sex is amazing, but the problem is she's too loud. Every time we have sex, I'm pretty sure my parents can hear us and it's kind of embarrassing to me. My parents are always in the house, so it's not like I can wait until they leave to have sex. How do I tell my girlfriend to be quieter without sounding like a huge asshole?
Dude, you gotta stop fucking so good.
Yeah, he's giving that dick
This isn't a question. This is a humble brag.
Yeah.
This is totally a humble brag. This can't be real.
So my neighbors know my name. And
P.S., please use my real name on the podcast.
Is there a way to say, hey, can you not be so loud without killing the mood?
God.
I think you have to say it.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Were the girls too loud?
You're not that good, huh?
No, wait.
You're not that confident. You're not that confident.
Ask me again.
I don't think I've ever had to say shh during sex to anybody.
But have you ever felt it?
Yeah. I felt nervous before.
Like, maybe we should be quiet. Yeah, but there's a lot of people.
I just match energy. So if somebody is like, if I'm fucking somebody and they're like being really loud, I just sort of like, I get quieter.
Really? Well, that's not matching energy.
You guys live together.
Sorry. So I hope that they match it. I trust that people match energy.
You know
too.
What?
Have you guys ever heard each other?
I used to hear Darren shit all the time.
Really?
I don't think Darren fuck good anymore.
Wait, like jerking off or like
No, like
sex,
fucking
sex.
Women. I used to hear.
Well, our rooms are on the opposite side now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because back in the first place we had, like, it was a shitty place, but I liked it. But like we had like a heater vent that was like really old fashioned, so it was linked throughout the whole building. And I remember
it echoed.
Darren would fuck this girl and it would be in my room. I had to turn my anime
like
up so high.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm fucking too. And I remember I was like, I'm gonna jerk off now, but I was like, I don't want to jerk off to this woman's sounds because I'm not jerking off
what
to
if
her.
I finish before her.
Yeah, how embarrassing would that be?
It's so embarrassing. You're jerking off and you finish before your roommate is fucking.
They're so loud they hear you.
There was one time where me and Jeff Rosenberg were having sex in the same house, and I could hear him fucking, and I was fucking, and then
you synced up.
Yeah, well, I finished, and then I was just lying there with somebody, and then like just and we're just like, you know, chilling, and then we just heard Jeff keep going. It's so embarrassing. I was just like, ah. Yeah,
could you actually
hear
him?
Went for another 10 minutes, and I'm like, okay. Anyway, what do you want to? Do you want to?
That actually would be really embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. It felt a little shameful.
You lost the contest. It's
See,
like
I would go
in
for another.
Oh. Have you ever heard me fuck? I heard you fuck once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was the line?
Dude, what was that like?
Please, Amir.
I heard
please.
Amir more than the girl.
I'm sure.
Amir.
Actually, there wasn't even a girl there.
I'm a big fan. Please show me your orgasm sounds.
I don't make sounds.
What about an O face? You got an O face.
I made a sound?
I'm sorry. Oh, wow. No. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, it's going to make it
too. Do your O face.
That's it.
Oh, dear God.
No, it's, oh.
Like that. That's not even that loud. You must have been really close.
I was under the door. I was under the bed, dude.
You had a glass pressed against my ear.
Well, you were fucking me.
Holy shit. Dude, I wired your room.
We have fun.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
The real answer is to put your hand over her mouth.
If you
but like it's in a
in
hot
like,
way.
Yeah, in a sexy way.
Super
hands.
Sexy way.
I understand. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are listening who are like, what?
Well, no,
there's
like
a sexy way to do
way.
It.
What if
yeah.
her turns into I'm smothering? Like, how do you know? How do you know the difference?
You gotta be very sensitive when you're doing that.
Cleared.
You have to start a little. You gotta
so
be
many
very
people
sensitive.
Have probably killed people doing that. Like, I'm not gonna get involved with that game.
What, with the covering in the mouth?
You can accidentally kill somebody.
Nah, it's all
you're not like something. You're shushing. Yeah. It's like a sexy
a
shush.
I have big hands.
Have you ever choked anybody during sex?
No.
Yes.
And I've done it too, and done it without having to have like the conversation of like, hey, is it okay if I do
oh,
this?
Oh, you just did it.
Well, I didn't like just go right
you
forward.
You tread lightly,
you,
and like, then you
start
try to find the
right.
line.
And then like, and you sort of test the waters, and then they put your hand
right.
up
and
around
it's the hottest
throat,
thing of all
and
time.
Then like you just go as light as possible, and they just keep on saying more.
It's uh-huh. like when the boom mic is in, like, am I yeah. out, okay, that's
and
enough.
Then, yeah, you don't ever want to have them say too much.
Yeah.
Right. You just go until they aren't saying, well, not until they aren't saying anything.
I wish you could have sex with words. I'd be way better at that. Like, all this physical body shit,
It's tough. It's tough to sync those two things up.
You can fuck a book.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Garrison Keillor's good poems.
Have you ever sucked a dictionary?
Suck dictionary. That's why you'll be remembered to me.
I
forgot the question.
Is there a way to, ask her to sound quiet?
I say yeah.
Saying, do you do it in the moment or do you do it after the fact, before the fact?
Wait, what was the question?
Afterwards.
How do you ask her to be quiet?
Oh. Same as the last one. Just fucking say it. Just say, hey, my parents in another room. I ain't trying to get caught.
Later, I'd be like, hey, you know, when we're fucking, like, you really like it, huh? Maybe, like, try to like it a little less.
I would be like, my mom heard us last time we had sex.
Oh, that's good. Which is also a kind of fun little sex challenge, like how quiet you can be during sex.
There's definitely some hot, quiet sex that can happen.
Is that a porn, too?
Yeah. Quiet sex. Hold the moan.
Hold the moan.
Have you ever had a parent or anybody, a friend, walk in on you?
I've had sex in the same room as parents and
as parents. What as the parents, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I have. Not my parents, somebody else's parents.
What? Wait, were they? Is this like a cabin? What is this?
Yeah, it was like here? like a hotel room situation.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I don't need
you're
that
an animal. Is
fucking Mission Impossible level risk.
It over really
there.
Was. I was
parents
I was
in like, the was room.
What's the dad like? Is he scary looking?
It was.
Her no, parents?
Yeah. That is insane.
You're going to fucking jail.
You're going to hell.
You're yeah, going yeah. to hell for sure.
We'll that's talk a... after the podcast. We're talking Mission Impossible. It was a very, very...
If my baby girl got fucked in the same room as me, you have to go kill yourself.
Did you say my baby girl?
Yeah, my baby girl.
Is that my daughter in there?
Oh, shit.
Crazy. It was just pointing at Jake's dick. They were just awake. They were cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
No. That's not awful. True. That's not true. Dear Christ. Please tell me you were like a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, I was very young.
Okay.
You did it, though, man.
For I lived the full life. Sorry, she was a teenager. This was last week.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
For more Darren and Will, how do people find your podcast?
On Spreaker or iTunes, type in She Didn't Text Back.
That's right. You're also on HeadGum every week, every Monday.
SourceFed, and is there anywhere else that you guys would like to be found by our fans?
Come see my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PeopleBeLike. I make several videos a week, and William Haynes TV. I make other things.
There you have it.
And I make rap music. You can go to youtube.com/Darren Von Gertner.
You just came out with a new song.
I did. It's called Past Due. If you
talented
want to...
dudes.
Thank you, man. I
multifaceted, multi hyphenate.
What if we do our boy a solid and the outro song, which we usually do, unique to every episode, is your song?
Really? Oh, even though it's like fucking 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah,
long?
I mean it doesn't matter. People Let's just do listen it. To it right now. They're on their computer.
Will you allow us to play it on your on our podcast as the outro?
Yeah.
So
you own it now.
The opening theme song was written by One Clip Left. The closing one will be by Darren Von Gertner.
Cool, man. That's fucking rad.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
We should also probably mention that today's episode of your podcast, Jake and I are on.
Yes.
So if you listen to this one first, you can continue the party. We're also on She Didn't Text Back today as well. And if you listen to their episode, sorry, this is as much we can talk to a camera, all four, and a microphone,
but
all four of
us. Book a ticket to Austin. We'll all be there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Austin, what? South by Southwest. Tickets still available, hopefully, to at ifireyoushow.com. Guys, thank you so much for coming by.
This was rad.
Fun.
Hell yeah, fun. Dude. And thanks for listening. We'll be back either Thursday, Monday. We'll be back soon. Bye, guys.
Yeah. DVG part 3. Stay working. Yeah, word up. I'm big picture like a driving. Nighttime is where the thriving. Sun's out, don't drive in it. My new sounds, they ride with it. Working hard, never call it quits. My current life is inadequate. More exposure, I can picture it. Let me flip the switch. Fuck all them kids from my high school. Sniffing white like they got to. About to blow like these white dudes. About to explode cause I have to. Press upload cause I'm past due. Release it for your girlfriend. Visuals coming up next, so please sit back, take a breath. I can feel the movement growing, I'm about that. Once the wave hits, I will ride it, never fall back. Yeah, I'm thirsty, I can never drown. In a decade, I'll be around and you can count on that. Yeah, I'm about that in your clothes off. You know me, my tour's done and you come through. You owe me, hit me up on my cell phone. Just show me what you working with, 9 to 5. I swear to God that I love this shit. Things come and they go, but I'm planning to keep it. She's planning to come, I'm planning to tease it. I'm playing the game. She's planning the season? This bitch is insane. Woo! Part of me needs this. Part of me, Jesus. I hope that they see this. My life will be gorgeous. In 5 years, my house will be hidden by hills. So clearly enormous. You should have warned us. There were no shortcuts. I will make more bucks, give less fucks, live life on a tour bus. I hate checking my phone, these tweets are just mad distractions. Why the fuck would I ever mention you if I'm the main attraction? Yeah, on the Prime package in this Amazon, I'll be at your door. Gonna build this career up the side of second floor. I've been trying to submit my name in this game since way back, singing pop punk music off my balcony. I want nothing more. Yeah, I want nothing more. Yeah, yeah. I can feel the movement growing, I'm about that. Once the wave hits, I will ride and never fall back. Yeah, I'm thirsty, I can never drown. In a decade, I'll be around and you can count on that. Yeah, I'm about that in your clothes off, you know me. My tour's done and you come through, you owe me. Hit me up on my cell phone, just show me what you working with, 9 to 5. I swear to God that I love this shit.
I love this shit. I love this shit.
I can feel the movement growing, I'm about that. Once the wave hits, I will ride and never fall back. Yeah, I'm thirsty, I can never drown. In a decade, I'll be around and you can count on that. Yeah, I'm about that in your clothes off, you know me. My tour's done and you come through, you owe me. Hit me up on my cell phone, just show me what you working with, 9 to 5. I swear to God that I love this shit.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.